You in the American Southwest are used to hot weather. Phoenix has seen 118 11 times, but it's seeing 120, and that's only happened four times in recorded history, twice in the 1990s. Weather Channel meteorologist Jen Carfagno is here. And Jen, how widespread is this?
This is a really big heat wave. As of Monday morning, we have 34 million people under some type of heat advisory or watch or warning. It encompasses California and Arizona, Nevada, also parts of New Mexico, and even extends into West Texas.
Yeah, so this is big. And how high are the temperatures expected to be?
The temperatures are 120 plus for a couple of places, which are significant. Death Valley hit 120 for the first time of the season. That happened on Saturday, and then 124 on Sunday. This happens. They usually have about 3 days a year where they hit 125 plus, but it's still pretty hot and can be excessive and dangerous when you're outside. Phoenix is going up to 120. Las Vegas is going up into the one teens for maybe 5 or 6 days in a row.
Well, even Flagstaff, which is at 7,000 feet, a lot of people there don't even have air conditioners. We understand they're in the 90s.
Yes, it's widespread. It's widespread heat down to the valley floors, up in the mountains. You can't even get much of a break from the heat there. And in the overnights, you don't get a break. And that's part of what makes a heat wave so dangerous. Temperatures in Phoenix may not drop below 90 degrees. And that only happens one or two times a year. Your body just never gets a break unless you're in the air conditioning.
We'll talk about, why people are being told to hydrate so much. The only way a body can recover, I think it's above 110 degrees, is to really sweat profusely to try to combat the heat. And you can only do that if you're taking in a lot of liquids.
And a challenge with this dry heat that we have in the Southwest, it may not feel as humid and muggy as it does in the Southeast when it gets heat, for example. But because it is so dry, any water that your body excretes, whether it's a sweat or otherwise, just, quickly evaporates out into the air. So you need even to drink more water than you might think.
Well, we also know it's harder for airplanes to take off when it's so hot because heat changes the air density. So airports are looking at this, power grids looking at it. We mentioned, health emergency rooms. Why is it happening?
There is a very strong mega ridge, as we like to call it, in the jet stream. Basically, a ridge in the jet stream means that we have a lot of sinking air aloft. And, it's a big dome of heat, so to speak. Sinking air is a drying process. It's also a warming process. And the numbers are high in terms of the strength of this ridge. And it lasts. So it began this weekend. The peak is going to be on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then it does extend all the way into the end of the week and early next weekend.
Wow. So the usual cautions, don't leave kids or pets in the car, check on the elderly.
You need to take the usual cautions when it comes to this kind of heat. Beat the heat, check the back seat is a great tagline that the National Weather Service uses to make sure you don't forget kids or pets in the back seat of your car. You also need to take this very seriously. This is beyond a dry heat of the desert Southwest in the summertime. It can be dangerous. It's actually pretty rare to get this hot for this length of time, and it can be deadly if you don't take it seriously. So officials have advised not doing anything extraneous outside between the hours of about noon and 6 p.m.
Okay. Weather Channel meteorologist Jen Carfagno. Jen, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.
Let's hear that again. Beat the heat, check the back seat.